KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cotton, Eureka, Arcata, and streaming to the worlds over at khum.com. It is time for Coastal Currents, which is brought to you by Cocotat. And right now I have my co-host with me, Annie Maher from the NEC.
Hi.
And we're talking all about the Underwater Parks Day.
Yeah, we've got Martin Robbins here today. He is the official wildlife interpreter, and he does MPA outreach for the state of California. Thank you for being on here today.
What does a fish and wildlife interpreter do?
Well, people often ask me, what does that mean that you're an interpreter? Does that mean you interpret like another language? And I always say, actually it does. I interpret the language of science. So taking these kind of arcane concepts that are hard for a lot of people to grasp and putting them in terms that, you know, the vast majority of people might understand. So I'm kind of the interface between the scientists and the general public.
Okay, so you can understand like the science language mumbo jumbo and you can translate it to, you know, human terms.
Yeah.
The too long didn't read or too hard didn't read.
Exactly. Yeah. And another term for it is basically environmental educator. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
That's better than
it's a lot
too
of fun.
Long didn't read.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so right now you're working on educating on MPAs. So do you want to, I'm sure we've gone over this many times on the show, but it's always good to give a quick rundown of what a marine protected area is.
Sure. Okay. Well, I've actually worked for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife for about 4 years. And I work to coordinate our outreach and education across the whole state related to our MPA network. And an MPA, or a marine protected area, is basically an area in the ocean, or it could be an estuary, you know, where freshwater and ocean water meet, that is protected in some way. And when I say protected, what I mean is it's basically protecting something that's there. So it could be fish or invertebrates, or it could be also protecting, you know, archaeological features or geological features. And there are many MPAs across the globe. But the MPAs in California really focus on protecting the fish, the wildlife that's there. That's their primary goal. And California has the largest network of, or ecologically connected network of marine protected areas in the world. It's something that really is, well, I think we can be proud of as Californians because we're really a model for ocean conservation across the world. There are 124 MPAs in California that stretch from the Oregon border all the way down to Mexico. And they're basically discrete areas, kind of like a park on land, that where everything in the water is either 100% protected or is partially protected. So it completely restricts what people can take, you know, like fishing or collecting, or in some cases, in some MPAs, you can still fish for some things.
And in California, that's kind of good because it helps the certain species get big enough to, you know, produce even more in the long run and have more offspring.
Yeah, exactly. We actually have a funny name for them, a BOFF, a B-O-F-F-F.
What does that mean,
which
BOFF?
Which stands for Big Old Female Fertile Fish. And that really, a BOFF is really what an MPA is all about. If we keep these fish, one thing that people don't realize when they look out at the ocean, they see how vast it is and they think, oh yeah, these fish just, you know, they swim across the whole sea. But actually, many species of fish are quite stationary, you know, they have a small home range. So if we protect their home range and we allow them to get to turn into BOFFs, to get big enough, the number of offspring they'll produce grows exponentially.
Have you seen the number of BOFFs increase since you started the marine protected?
So the marine protected, there's a long history of marine protected areas in California. They go back actually close to 100 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But there are only a few of them that have been in existence that long. And what we see in those marine protected areas, and a good example is down a little south of Monterey at Point Lobos. There's a marine protected area that's been there, 40 or 50 years now. And the size of those fish and the numbers of fish that are there are off the charts. Most MPAs in California are quite new. Actually, the marine protected areas, most of them in California, were only created in the last 12 or 15 years. So it takes a long time for fish to grow big enough to really produce a lot of offspring. So we won't know if our marine protected areas now that have been around just in the last 10 or 15 years, if they're working as they were intended to work. We won't know that for maybe another 20 or 30 or 40 years.
Mm-hmm. But the hope is that eventually they'll also, start producing more fish, like you said earlier, help fisheries.
And when I say that they're connected, they're a network, what I actually mean by that is they're connected by way of allowing the offspring, like the young and the larva, to go out and recolonize, repopulate adjacent waters, including other MPAs nearby. Fish and other invertebrates have these different life stages. And sometimes they need one type of habitat early in their lives and a different kind of habitat later in their lives. So an example might be a type of crab that is born in an estuary, like in the eelgrass in Humboldt Bay. And then later on in their life will go out and live on the sandy bottom of the ocean, or maybe in a kelp forest or a rocky reef. Cool. And so the marine protected area network in California actually protects all of the different important kinds of habitats that are there
to make sure the whole life cycle is insured, basically.
Exactly.
So Underwater Parks Day was January 20th, right?
Right, right.
And this is one of the ways to kind of promote these protected areas.
Yeah, it's a term actually that was coined by a bunch of big public aquaria, like the Monterey Bay Aquarium, that during the whole process of creating the new California MPA network, these aquaria said, we need to find a way to get the message out to the public and help educate them. And most people had never heard of the term MPA, but everybody knows what a park is. Mm-hmm. So they created this term Underwater Parks Day. And it really is an opportunity to highlight the state's marine protected areas and help people realize what an incredible resource they are, how the incredible biodiversity that's there right off of our shores that most people have no idea even exists.
What did you do to celebrate Underwater Parks Day?
Oh, well, I was actually out with my family that day taking a walk along the ocean. So it was... Oh,
that's a lovely way to celebrate.
It was something that we just did ourselves. However, we're excited because there's an event coming up in a couple of weeks. Humboldt County is going to be celebrating our Underwater Parks Day a couple of weeks late. Because we're going to be doing a premiere of a new video that we just produced about the MPA network at Ocean Night. At the Arcata Theater Lounge.
Yep,
on February 8th.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all should come out.
Set it on your calendar. February 8th, Arcata Theater Lounge, come to Ocean Night. It should be really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll get to hear Marnin in person there if you're able to come. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we hired David Shear and Will Goldenberg, who are both instructors in the film department at HSU, to make the movie. And they did an incredible job, and they're going to be there to talk about how they did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear that they do really good work. So is $3 to get into Ocean Night?
Yeah, Ocean Night is a collaborative effort between Humboldt Bay Keeper, the North Coast Environmental Center, and Humboldt Surfrider. Mm-hmm. And it's a $3 suggested donation. If you're a member of those groups, you can get in for free. And we have a pretty sweet raffle every month. This time, it's usually the first Thursday of the month, and I believe this time, it's February 8th. So we'll
it's technically the second, but that's okay.
Is that, it's not always, is it the second?
Yeah.
This time? Yeah. Usually it's the first Thursday.
And I wanted to mention that we hired a local artist named Gary Bloomfield mm-hmm. who does really beautiful scientific illustrations, just incredible, very detailed illustrations of wildlife. We hired him to do this beautiful illustration, underwater illustration of the many types of fish and invertebrates and algae and plants that are protected in California's MPA network. And we are getting them back from the print shop next week. And Gary's going to be there at Ocean Night autographing posters with the illustration and handing them out to the public. Mm-hmm. So if you come to Ocean Night, you can get one.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I just thought it is really beautiful.
And you should show up early. There's usually a crowd outside the door mm-hmm. before it even opens.
Yeah, get a poster. Well, great. What a good way to celebrate Underwater Parks Day.
Yeah.
yeah. Do you guys have any other events coming up?
Well, that's the big event that we're promoting locally. Mm-hmm. But what I would tell people is that they should find out about their local marine protected areas. We have several really close to Humboldt Bay, including Samoa State Marine Conservation Area, which is like basically due west of the Humboldt Bay Nature Center. And there's another one in the south part of Humboldt Bay that you can go out and kayak in and explore. So check them out. And you can go to our website to find out more, which is www.wildlife.ca.gov/MPAs. And you can find out all about your local MPAs and see our new video and check out blog posts about MPAs up and down the coast.
So kayaking in the MPAs is a good way to visit them?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Great way to explore them up here.
And the film is on the website, so if people want to check it out beforehand.
The film right now actually is on the California Department of Fish and Wildlife's YouTube channel.
Great.
And we haven't put it up on our website yet because it's so new. We haven't put it up there yet, but it'll be up soon.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you very much. And I'll go ahead and share that too on our Facebook page and things.
Great.
Yes, everybody make sure you don't miss Ocean Night coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So February 8th, Arcata Theater Lounge, mm-hmm. $3. Get there early.
Yep, and we'll have a couple different films also. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, once again, you're listening to Coastal Currents. It happens every single Wednesday at noon, and it's brought to you by Coca-Tat. What do we have going on next week? We're talking about oil drilling, right?
Oh, right. Next week on Coastal Currents. Yeah, so March for the Ocean is going to come, or they're going to call in, and they are going to talk a little bit of offshore oil drilling and the work that they do in general. They're kind of a unique organization, so we're going to hear a little bit about what they do and offshore oil drilling.
Yeah, and that's a topic that's on everybody's mind right now.
I know. I'm surprised we haven't already had it on Coastal Currents, so this will be an opportunity to kind of chat about it.
Okay, so make sure to tune in. And once again, that's next Wednesday at noon. I'm going to go ahead and take a short break, and then we'll get back into the music here in just a little bit. You're listening to KHUM, Humboldt Grown Radio, without the rules.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.